Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking a credit card secret to radically reduce your debt.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so it's Friday, and you know I like to bring all sorts of fresh ideas to Fridays, and hopefully the title of this podcast has at least piqued some of your interest, whether you are in debt or just got out of debt or just coming into debt. You know that debt is like this silent killer that just kind of like creeps up on you, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And there are a lot of things in life that we don't mind getting bigger, right? We don't mind our bank account getting bigger. We don't mind... I'm trying to think of what we actually do want to get bigger now that I think about it. I don't know. I could have bigger desserts, right? Bigger cookies, bigger cakes. I'm kind of a dessert fanatic. I think in heaven for me, there's going to be like a plethora of dessert because there really aren't any desserts that I don't like. I mean, even that really crappy store cake that's always dry, I will still eat it. That's how bad I love sweets. So it's like a combination of that plus some sort of potato product, like potato in any form. It could be a chip, it could be a fry, it could be potatoes au gratin, it could be baked potato. It could be any kind of potato form. So in my heaven, there are definitely those two things. And I'm literally just like going right back and forth from eating those. Okay, again, don't know how I got down the segue, but my point is that debt is one of those things that we actually do not like to get bigger because it's like engulfs you and you can't seem to get out from under it, right? It's like these chains just dragging around your ankles or your wrists, pulling you down, stopping you from doing all the things that you really want to do in life. And you know, I've said this before on some podcasts, especially this month, because I've sort of been really enraged about this month, is, you know, there's this huge trend on being debt-free. And being debt-free is so great and so amazing and such a wonderful achievement. And I give high fives to people all day long who have climbed and clawed their way out of debt. But what I've also seen is a lot of people that I've worked with, especially couples lately, who are killing themselves over being debt-free. And they're not making some of the life choices that they need to make or that they should make for their family because they are so fixated on having to be debt-free and this kind of crazy notion that if they're not debt-free, like they're not being smart or they've done something wrong or they're shameful or whatever it may be. And that's just real. That's just ridiculous to me because you know, everybody's different. Everybody's in a different situation. And there actually is some debt that can be smart debt, believe it or not. I know this is contrary to a lot of the articles that you read out there. And it really frustrates me that people don't talk about this, right? That all we see are these articles about, you know, you paid off $50,000 of student loan debt in 6 months. And again, that's fantastic, but that might not be realistic for everyone. And maybe it might be more realistic to keep your low interest student loan debt and invest the extra money that you would have put on that debt payoff. Sometimes it can be really powerful. And I'm going to talk about this on the podcast on Monday because again, I'm Financial Literacy Month and I'm bringing you kind of hot button topics. So I don't want to steal too much of my thunder here, but I feel like I cannot say that enough. So we're talking about radically paying off debt. And to do that, you're going to need a secret weapon. And that secret weapon, drum roll, please, is really just an interest rate eliminator because it's the interest rate on that debt that's killing you. It's that interest rate that keeps going up every time they raise the Fed fund rate. You're going to see it trickle down into your credit card debt, and it may not be a lot, but even just a little incremental change. I mean, when you're at like 12%, 19%, 20%, 25% interest rates on your debts, on your credit card debts, that's a lot of interest. I mean, if you do a simple calculation and you look at over the life of that loan, when you have actually will have paid off that loan, how much in interest you will have actually paid, I guarantee you, you'll probably want to vomit because it doesn't make you feel good. And I think the thing with credit card debt is we don't look at the interest rates. I mean, hardly any of us actually look at the statement, which I always say is just not a great thing to do. You should at least be checking every month, whether it's online or a statement or whatever it may be, and just make sure all the charges are yours. That's really what you're looking for. But I also want you to look at the interest rate because it's going to be really important if we're talking about eliminating interest rates that you know where the heck you actually stand. So think about it this way. I love this. I read this in an article. Think of someone carrying a credit card balance like a patient, right, who enters an emergency room and they're bleeding badly. The first thing a doctor will do is stop the bleeding, of course, right? It's no different when we're attacking these credit card balances. The first thing that we want to attack is this interest rate because that is really where the bleeding is coming from, that, right? That is the wound right there that we just want to close up because if we can close that wound, we still got to pay back the debt. I mean, we're not like secretly getting out of the debt. That's illegal, right? And we're not doing that. So we know we have to pay back the debt, but that bleeding that we're stopping is that crazy interest rate from like, you know, turning our $5,000 debt into a $10,000 debt by the time it's paid off, or that we're just not getting anywhere. I mean, how many of you are just so frustrated with you make your payment and then you're like, wait a minute,
How do I owe more now than I did when I made my payment and I haven't charged anything? I mean, that is the, you know, using this in brackets, that's the genius of credit cards. That's why they want us to be in debt and they want us to use credit cards in a not smart manner. And what I want to teach you is how to use them in a smart way, because I think they are a powerful tool. And I think if you use them correctly, that you use them like a debit card, they can really be super powerful for you. So there's a really simple way to do this. And this isn't, it's a secret, but it isn't a secret, but it's just something that we don't talk about often. And it really is using those bank marketing offers to your advantage. You know, all those ones you get in your email and you get in your mail. If you've got a credit score over 720 or 740, you know what I'm talking about. And it is a credit card offering a very long 0% interest APR balance transfer, promotional offer, whatever you want to call it, to transfer your balance. And again, if you have a good credit score, you're probably getting these. And you may be tearing them up and putting them in the trash and going, wait, I don't want another credit card. And I totally understand that logic. But if you have debt, I want you to just think about this, just kind of open your mind, because this could be the secret weapon that you need to radically eliminate your debt and do it fairly fast. So these cards are, you know, usually offered to new customers for a long period of time. There are some that are 18 months. I've even seen some that are longer. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to actually an article over on NerdWallet with some of the top picks of credit cards right now where you can get a longer period of time. And what that does is that just helps you knock out that debt, have you longer period of time for you to attack that, right? So it's during this period of time that the card will charge no interest on the balance transferred. Now, there's a couple of things you need to watch out for. One is a balance transfer fee. So some cards will have like a 3% or so balance transfer fee, meaning whatever you transfer, you're going to get a 3% charge off of that balance. Now, there are a lot of cards now that really want your business that are offering no balance transfer fees at all, which is amazing. That is just amazing.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
So I want you to think of it this way, right? Let's say you have like a $10,000 balance on a credit card and you have a $200 monthly payment, right? $150 of that $200, it's getting vaporized by interest charges each month. It's just disappearing, right? That's how you're not actually making any progress. And then let alone if you actually charge anything on your card that month, I mean, it's just, you know, you're going nowhere. You're treading water or you're going backwards. And I think that's what's so frustrating about credit card debt and why so many people, they just abhor having a credit card. And I get it, right? Because it can be a never-ending circle. But what you need to do is just to get the cards positioned properly, get these puppies paid off, and then use that credit, right? Because your credit score is going to be rocking after this. Use that credit to, you know, get you points, get you free trips, get you stuff on Amazon, get you gift certificates so you can go take your boyfriend or girlfriend or wife or husband or kids or whatever you want, your secret admirer out to dinner with a gift card, whatever it may be. Like that to me is free money if you use the credit card properly, like a debit card, right? So we're back to this $150 of our $200 payment is just gone. That leaves only $50 of that $200 that is actually going to reduce your balance. And that's just, it's brutal. You're not going to get anywhere and you're certainly not going to get anywhere fast. And so what I see a lot of times is that, you know, good intentions, people who have debt, good intentions is, let's say they've got $200 extra each month that they can throw on to their cards, right? And they just kind of divvy it up however and just scatter it around. Well, I mean, it's always good to pay over the minimum. Of course it is, but it's not a good strategy, right? And in order to radically reduce your credit card debt, we need a strategy. We need a game plan. We need something, a roadmap that we can follow. And so using the 0% balance transfer will allow us to transfer that debt onto that 0% interest and use our same payment or more, even better or more, to really reduce our payment. So every $200 is knocking it off by $200, right? You see how much faster we're going to actually get somewhere? So a couple of things to think about. Number one, which card matches your credit score and which one you have the best shot of getting. So again, I'm going to link an article and check that out if you want to see some of the best 0% balance transfer offers right now. You may have gotten some in the mail or in the email, you know, check those out and find out what the credit score requirements are and make sure first that your credit score kind of matches up with that, right? Because I want you to have the best shot at actually getting this card and not getting denied. Because if you get denied, then I want you to wait at least 30 to 45 days to apply for something again. Otherwise, it's going to start affecting your credit score. So if you have too many hits in a short period of time in your credit score, it is 10% of your score and it can start to deteriorate your score, right? So we don't want that to happen. Number two, which card has the debt on it? So whatever card or cards that you're trying to do the balance transfer, who is that card with? Citi, Chase, Bank of America, American Express, Discover, who is it with? And what you might want to do is try to find an alternate credit card company to transfer that balance to. Meaning, if all your debt is Chase, let's say on a Chase card, you might not want to transfer it to another Chase card because sometimes when you do the interbank transfers, they actually don't give you that long balance transfer period. So I always suggest try to find a bank or credit card company, I should say, that's different if you can. If you can't, just make sure that that balance transfer offer is still going to work for you, right? Number three, how long of a period do you need? So can you realistically like really get that debt paid off or chopped down in 18 months or 20 months or 15 months? Like, what is realistically going to work for you? Again, there are tons of tools out there. There are tons of calculators to help you figure this out. But you can also do simple math, right? If you have a $5,000 balance and you can make $500 payments every month and you've got a 24-month period, well, you're going to get that debt knocked out. So just kind of think about that, right? Again, it's all about the game plan. Have the game plan in place before you go after this. And lastly, just how much extra can you allot to the debt payoff? So if you can't transfer all of your debt onto the 0%, transfer what you can and put any extra money into paying that off. And then on any other debt that you have kind of outstanding that's not on that 0% offer, just pay the minimums on that, right? Because we're not even thinking about that debt right now. We are laser focused on this super powerful weapon that is going to radically pay off our debt, right? We are super focused on this 0% offer because we want to really maximize this. So what you do is you just laser focus, pay that off, right? And then when you're done with that, you can either get another card that's got a 0% balance offer, or one of my favorite tricks is to call the bank credit card company back again and say, you know what, I'm outside of my period. However, I do have more that I would like to balance transfer. Can you give me the same deal or do you have a better deal? Because I would really hate to cancel this card and to go with another credit card company. Now, they hate that language. You're not actually going to cancel the card, right? But they don't need to know that, right? It's like, don't ask, don't tell. They don't need to know that. All they need to know is that you've got more debt, super important, right? Ding, ding, ding is going to go off for them, and that you might cancel. And usually they're really willing to work with you because they want you to have more debt. I've done this strategy time and time again with a Discover card, and Discover, sure enough, every single time after the debt is paid off, I get another notice like, hey, we're going to give you another 0% offer. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. So, you know, there's just a lot of credit card companies out there right now that really want your business. And so all it takes is you got to be a decent, reasonable person when you call. Like, don't be an a-hole. Nobody has room for that. But use some of your, you know, your negotiating power. And this, I swear to you, is one of the best ways, and it is a secret weapon because not a lot of people really, in the right way, take advantage of the 0% balance offer. So again, what you want to do is you want to transfer enough debt that you can reasonably pay off in that time period. Because what happens, again, if you don't pay it off in that time period, then all of a sudden you start incurring interest on whatever debt is left. And it could be, you know, kind of like a steep climb. You know, they don't go from like 0% to 2%, right? It goes from like 0% to like 20%. And so then you just kind of like knock yourself backwards. So make sure that it is a reasonable amount that you can pay off in a reasonable time, that you're not killing yourself, that you're not stressing out, you're not like having to eat ramen every night to do this unless that's what you really do and you really love ramen. I guess somebody really, really loves ramen, right? I kind of got tired of, I did eat ramen in college, but only for a really short period of time. And then I went, wait a minute, this stuff, I just can't do it. I got to find something else. I think I went with pasta because pasta was like cheap, filled me up, you know, pasta and pizza, I think, unfortunately, were my college diet. But anyway, so I hope this has totally motivated you to get that debt on this secret weapon and start getting those debt paid off, and then use your credit cards. Use them smartly. Take advantage of all of the amazing things that they have to offer. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game and head on over to Instagram at millennial_money to check out some of my Instagram stories.